Welcome to the Divine Lotus Healing Podcast with your host, Laura West.
Namaste. The following body of work is shared freely by Laura West, Reiki Master Teacher, Spiritual Counselor, and Trained Herbalist. If you'd like to learn more about my work or the sessions and classes I offer, please visit my website, DivineLotusHealing.com. Om Mani Padme Hum. Reiki Level 1 students share their experience after class. This was a blog post that was originally written on April 6th, 2012. After being attuned to Reiki in Western Usui Reiki Level 1, I strongly encourage students to practice Gassho meditation and participate in a 21-day energy cleanse to help integrate the Reiki fully into their beings. Here are some of the things the last group of students noticed when practicing. I am loving the new me. To be honest, I was a little skeptical that the attunement could produce any noticeable effects. Boy, was I wrong. Thank you so much for sharing this gift with me. I feel a sense of inner peace, which seems to be growing. I feel joy, not just for myself, but for others too. My heart is full today. It's a great feeling. I completely enjoy listening to the buzzing sound of the energy body. Good stuff. Not sure why, but the last several days, the heat has been concentrated in my face. I had, for the past 3 days now, a body itchy crawling sensation. I have felt extra warm lately, both in my body as well as my hands. During day one, while working on my crown chakra, I felt significant heat throughout my head and shoulders. Very cool. Sending Reiki into chakras seems to be a very effective way to stimulate the energy body. I felt heat in my solar plexus and throat today. Yesterday it was my third eye. The energy seems to be moving around a lot. I just wanted to share some great experiences I have been having during this energy cleanse. I am currently training for a half marathon in May and have been struggling with ankle problems. During a long run the other day, my legs and ankle started to buckle under the strain. However, I knew intuitively that I should push through it, and I was fully capable of finishing that run, my longest ever to date, 2 miles more than I'm used to. I started to meditate and was beaming Reiki energy, yes, while running, to the sore spots on my legs. I think I was the only runner that I saw that day who ran with open palms. Must have looked funny. I also envisioned the Reiki first level symbol wrapping my ankles and feet. By doing this, I felt a surge of rejuvenation and was able to complete my run without feeling like I was going to collapse. It has also been helpful to put the Reiki first level symbol on my bike as protection when I ride through some dangerous roads in the city. I have also been confronting some deep-rooted emotional blockages that have been surfacing in my dreams. However, through my dreams, I am given witness to how they play out in the real world and observe how they manifest. I am very grateful for this practice and am really looking forward to being able to help family and friends through Reiki.